Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do a little Cyber Monday. Price is Right. Mm. We're going to do it inflation style because, well, times are tough.
No kidding.
All right. It's the Brett Maga Show for Cyber Monday. A lot of Black Friday shopping happened as well. I'm going to have a couple of different games for you guys to play. We'll see how well you guys do in our Price is Right. Bob Barker, skinny microphone and all, right?
Closest without going over, right?
So, no, there's different games. So this is the first game. It's called What Am I? I'm going to describe or give you a price of an item back when it originated and the price that it's at now, and you try to guess what that item is, all right?
Mm.
So what am I? Back when this item first came out in 2010, it was $64. With inflation now in 2024, the price is $120. What am I? Give you guys a second to think about what it is. In 2010, when this item came out, it was $64. In 2024, now this item is $120.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right, everyone submitting their guesses. Yeah. Hannah's going first. Show me what you got, Hannah.
I said Nintendo Switch.
A Nintendo Switch. Good guess. Kevin.
I said an iPhone.
An iPhone. Mm. Kevin, do you have any clue how much an iPhone is?
What? Times that. Like, literally add $1,000 to that.
All right.
Kevin said $120 for an iPhone. Everyone's like, I wish.
I was looking at the plan.
That's not even a down payment.
AB.
Okay. Mine doesn't make sense because it was definitely invented before 2010, but like the price could make sense.
A bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that would make sense.
What?
It's been a while since you bought a bike as well.
That's funny. I went with the Amazon Echo Dot.
Okay, Alex is the closest. It's an air fryer. 6-in-1 Ninja air fryer. Runs at $129. Back in the day, it used to be $64.
2010?
Yeah, back in the day. All right, what am I? In 1994, it was $299. With inflation, just $375.
Okay.
Back when this was invented in 1994, they used to be about $300. Now it only runs $375 in 2024. What am I?
I got it.
All
I'm
right,
going to say a flat screen TV.
Flat screen TV.
Oh, yeah. I said the same thing.
It's the TV.
I said a Wii.
A Wii.
Mm.
Alex?
Man, oh, man. I'm going to go with a, they probably didn't have them back then. I was going to say a Ring camera or
AB
like some sort of camera.
Closest. It's a PS5, but I would give AB the point for a Wii.
Yeah.
Gaming systems haven't changed much. Always were around $300. PS5, $375. All right. You guys wanted flat screen TVs? You got them. Guess the price, okay? A 55-inch flat screen TV, which AB just bought.
Yeah, literally just put in her cart.
What was the price in 2005? And what do you think the price is now? I need both of them.
Shoot, I got mine for sale.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think the average price is now? And what do you think the average price in 2005 when flat screen TVs were on the come up?
Okay.
All right, Hannah.
2005, I'm going to say they were $500. And now I'm going to say they're $350.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about that roughly the same. 2005, I said they were $600. 2024, today, $375.
Ooh, okay.
Well, Kev, I think we're all in the same ballpark. I went with 2005, $670. Now I'm saying $369.
I want you guys to know that you are nowhere close to the starting
right
in 2005, just so you know. AB?
Really?
Okay, for 2005, I said $400, and now I said $900.
No, it's the reversal. In 2005, there were $1,500. They were so rare.
For a 55-inch.
For a 55-inch, they were so expensive. They were so rare. In 2004, your average price, $450.
Oh, man.
Average retail price.
Wow.
Damn.
All right, Barbie. In 1980, give me the price. And what do you think the average price of Barbie is now?
Is this just the Barbie Barbie?
Just the Barbie Barbie.
In 1980, you said?
Yeah, standard Barbie in 1980 when Barbie made her debut. What would Barbie cost? And what do you think Barbie costs now?
Okay, I think back in the olden days, Barbie was $10.
Okay.
And now if you go get a Barbie, I'm going to say she's $25.
Okay.
I think Barbie has not changed. I think she was $10 in 1980, and I think she's $10 today.
Okay.
I think back in 1980, she was like $60. And I think today you can get a Barbie for probably $85.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, that seems
what
insane.
What kind of Barbies are you playing
with? I've never
with?
Bought one. I'm going for it here.
Okay.
I bought a Barbie. I think,
he's not far off in one of them.
I think back in the day it was $9 and now it's $22.
Back in 1980, Barbie used to run you $3.
Okay.
Average price in 2024 is $45, guys.
Damn,
it hurts to be a parent, huh?
I feel like that's not that much
Why?
For a Barbie, right?
Wow.
All right.
I'm getting the Malibu ones, man.
Yeah.
And then the last one, Disney World in 2000. What do you think the price is?
To get in?
Just for one?
Just one person to get in. And then what is the price of Disney World now?
Okay, I'm going to say back in the day it was $20 for admission, and I'm going to say now it's about $150 per admission.
$50 back in 2000, $200 today.
Kevin knows it. Kevin knows the answer. That is the answer.
Really?
Yeah, it's $50, and it's $190 minimum.
$190 minimum to
minimum,
get in now?
And then taxes included.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
Kevin nailed it.
Kevin, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy that Disney World used to be $50 and now is nearly $200?
And if you were a Florida resident like my mom, you saved like half the price. It was awesome when she bought tickets.
Why people are moving to Florida,
yeah. So crazy.